Now, it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So, by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Hey, this is great.
Freedom, yes, freedom, cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real?
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes. It's 4:02 in the Pacific time zone, 4:20 for my dyslexic friends. Welcome to Toker Talk Radio. We're vaping here with another CO2 cartridge. Love that CO2 vape. And if you are wanting to get your vape on, make sure you visit vapes.buzz. Vapes.buzz, the short link for portablevaporizersnow.com. Use 420 radio as a promo code. You can get 10% off your purchase, and that lets them know that their support of 420 radio is appreciated. And I appreciate you appreciating me, just like the AT&T commercial. Welcome to the show. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz down there, the DNC chair, eyeing a Senate seat in Florida. But an unfortunate thing has happened for her perspective, and that is medical marijuana made the ballot and got 58% of the support. And see, Debbie had some nasty things to say about medical marijuana. Wasn't so favorable toward it. In fact, she was in opposition to it. So we'll talk about that coming up in one of our later segments. Maybe we'll get semi-ranty here. But before we get to that, I wanted to talk about septuagenarians and octogenarians in the news. That's a very narrow niche-focused broadcast, I suppose. But great piece on The Cannabist that features Jane Fonda, and the headline is Jane Fonda at 77 years old still tokes. I'll smoke pot every now and then. And this is a great feature interview with her in the magazine Du Jour. And it's just, it's great to have older folks coming out publicly with their support for marijuana. You know, I've kind of made a point of how the prohibitionist talking points are rapidly losing steam because of this upsurge in older marijuana smokers. And maybe it's not an upsurge, maybe it's just increased reporting. Like I opined on Twitter today, all Just Say No accomplished in the 80s was to teach people what to say to pollsters when they asked about drugs. But anyway, you know, Whoopi Goldberg's like 59, talking about her pot use, you know, on The View. And that's a show that a demographic we really need is watching. That's a show women are watching. That's a show older folks are watching. These are voters we need, and they get, you know, but, you know, Whoopi is Whoopi, right? She's kind of an outlier. She's kind of known to be an artist. And you have Cheech, who's in his 60s, and Chong, he's in his 70s. You know, Cheech is kicking ass on Celebrity Jeopardy. Chong is working on Dancing with the Stars. But again, they're kind of pot celebrities, right? They're kind of known for that. They're outliers. And then, of course, Willie Nelson, he's 84. On the road again, still touring, still working. But again, Willie Nelson is his own category to a lot of people. But when you got Jane Fonda coming out here, who's not particularly known for weed until you, I mean, if you go way back to the 70s and the Vietnam War era and the Hanoi Jane stuff and, you know, all the stuff she was involved in back then, maybe. But lately, people don't equate Jane Fonda with weed. She's not known for weed. She's not in any shows about weed or anything like that, right? So to tell this magazine, this high-end magazine, that she likes to get high, is great. That just once again shows this increasing demographic we're seeing among seniors. In 2002, there was one person over 50 smoking pot for every person, the teenager, 12 to 17. Now, 10 years later, in 2012, most recent data, those same two teenagers are still smoking pot, relatively speaking. But now there's three pot smokers over the age of 50. The demographic of senior pot smokers has tripled. It's still a small demo, but it's the most rapidly increasing demographic. And the more we have people like Jane Fonda coming out and saying, yeah, I like to smoke pot every now and then. She does also say, quote, I cannot see a movie on pot. The number of movies I've seen thinking, this is probably the best I've ever seen. And then I'll see it again sober and think, what was I thinking? End quote. So, you know, great stuff from Jane Fonda on marijuana and something that's going to, you know, help to soften the image of marijuana smokers as it not being an outlier, but something that anybody might enjoy doing. Those, and you remember those, the video of Joan Rivers, the late Joan Rivers, when she was smoking weed on her reality show. I think it's going to become the new wine for seniors, especially as they understand how it helps aches and pains and inflammation and helps you get to sleep and is kind of aphrodisiac. Man, it's all over but the shouting.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005. The Russ Belville Show.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the Ustream video app for Android and iPhone. Go to rad-r.us/420Ustream or just click the Ustream app icon for Android or iPhone below the live radio feed at 420radio.org. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
Fun, fun, fun.
What's happening, cool cats? This is Big Daddy, and I want you to cruise on over to the Funky Roller Rink. We'll be grooving all night long. Doors open at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. Every Thursday night, right here on RadicalRuss.com.
Funky. Delicious.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day.
Johnny Green and the staff at The Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get The Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on The Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read The Weed Blog today.
Say your goodbyes, for soon you may be up in the skies.
Doomsday is coming.
Welcome back, everyone. 11 after the hour here. That's music from Devil to Pay with This Train Won't Stop. It's great music we play on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. That's coming up later tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Me and Herb Thrasher play for you the latest in independent and unsigned bands in rock, metal, and even some jam band country bluegrassy stuff from time to time. Check it out, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time on Friday and Saturday nights here at 420radio.org. And Herb Thrasher will be joining us in just 9 minutes for our 420 Daily Toker Tunes break. Stay tuned for that. Coming up, we got some music from The Graces. All right, wanted to get back to some stories. I told you we were going to talk about septuagenarians and octogenarians. We talked about Jane Fonda, the septuagenarian, 77-year-old actress, who, by the way, this is odd, because as I get older, is it me or are women, as they're much older, much more attractive than they were, or is it the fact that I'm getting older, my brain goes, hey, you need to see age-appropriate women as being attractive? I don't know. I don't know how to get a proper perspective on this. All I know is, wow, Jane Fonda looks great. She looks fantastic. And there's a number of women out there just looking fantastic for their age. It seems like the age anymore is not what it used to be. You know, I think back to my grandmother and great grandmother, you know, and I don't know, they just seem to be more aged, and maybe we're working out, eating better. Obviously in celebrities, it can be cosmetic procedures and all sorts of things, but I don't know. Are we just aging less, or am I just getting older and wanting that to be the case? I'm not so sure. But anyway, I think for a lot of us that are marijuana consumers, there is some truth to fighting back our age, because I think of a lot of us, people that I know that I've been very blessed to get to meet and interview and work with, who are in their 60s, their 70s, and their 80s, and they're spry and they're vital and they're got their wits about them, despite, or I would say because, they are marijuana consumers. You know, I have interviewed Dr. Lester Grinspoon, who's 85 years old and still great, still doing great. You know, there's a number of people that I've gotten to speak to at conferences and worked with in Normal in their 70s who are still just working hard, and you know, wouldn't be able to tell them from a 50-year-old. And one person, the octogenarian I wanted to talk about, is Mrs. Ann Lee. And there's a story up at KHOU, 85-year-old Houston woman fighting to legalize marijuana. And so I wanted to bring this story up because, as far as I'm concerned, Mrs. Ann Lee deserves all the marijuana activism awards. Whatever they are, if you have not given an activism award to Mrs. Ann Lee, you should. It should be a requirement. I mean, this woman, and in just a short time too, that she's been vocal, she has formed Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition in Texas, which of course we all know is a state that we really need to see some progress on. And to get the, of course, Ann Lee is the mother of Richard Lee, who was the guy with Oaksterdam University, of course, who funded the Prop 19 campaign in 2010, that I truly believe got this ball rolling. It did not pass, but I believe that it is what got us where we're at. It opened up the conversation as being something that could actually be taken seriously in the mainstream media. And that legitimacy from the successful campaign, I believe, is what really got us to the point where in 2012, there was Washington and Colorado ready to break through. So I wanted to show you this from KHOU in Houston. Let's take a look at the video, trying to get this to play here. Too many buttons on the screen. There we go. Let's make this work.
She's on her way to Washington to fight for change. Our Marcelino Benito introduces us to the woman who could have a big influence on changing people's perception about pot.
So I've always been pretty outspoken.
At 85 years old, Ann Lee looks like anyone's grandmother.
I don't know what it is. Whether it's my age, the white hair, what is it? But it does seem to strike a chord.
But don't let the white hair fool you. She's a fiery Republican who believes you have the right to use marijuana.
It's just me. I believe in this.
For Ann, it's personal. She wasn't always a supporter of weed. That changed when her son suffered an accident and needed it to treat his condition.
We realized that marijuana was not, quote, the weed of the devil, which I have been known to say.
She and her husband, Bob, fought to legalize pot since then. Bob died last week. Now it's her job to finish what they started together.
This is heady stuff for this lady. I've been an activist a long time, but I've never had the response that I'm now getting. We need to do more research on it.
She knows more about marijuana than someone half her age and even has the occasional edible. Activists call her the perfect weapon in the marijuana reform movement.
It is not Republican to support prohibition.
Fresh off a trip to Austin, her sights now set on a trip to Washington. She says she'll spend the rest of her days fighting for adults' right to light up.
And the government has no business telling you that you cannot.
Marcelino Benito, KHOU, 11 News.
Fantastic story there with Ann Lee, KHOU, that's online, 85-year-old Republican at the KHOU, if you want to look that up. Roscoe's really excited about something upstairs, the official dog of 420 Radio. Maybe someone's trying to get us, I don't know. Coming up a little later on the show, we're going to talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She is supposedly trying to negotiate with the medical marijuana supporters to retract their displeasure with her opposition to medical marijuana in the state of Florida. That's coming up. But first, at the 20 after break, it's time for Rockin' Friday Daily Toker Tunes with Herb Thrasher. He'll be calling in live, and we'll be bringing to you some music from the Graces. Before we go to break, though, this interesting story coming up on The Cannabist about a pot sitcom set in Denver. One of the guys from the show Parks and Rec is going to be on it, Adam Scott. And the show is going to be on NBC, and it's going to be called Buds. And multiple reports, Hollywood Reporter is one of the ones that reported on this. It's Adam Scott and Joe Mandy, who's a comic and a writer, is going to be a pot shop set sitcom in Denver. Supposedly the day-to-day happenings inside a legal marijuana shop. Now, I don't know. I don't have much hopes for this idea, because unlike Cheers, where you have a set where people can openly use drugs and interact with each other, in a pot shop, it's pretty much you go in, you buy something, and then you walk out. There is no on-site consumption at these pot shops, and it's not like you're hanging out there, you know, to meet and talk with other people. So I don't know where you get your sitcom dynamic to really enjoy much of it. I wouldn't be much, well, you know, it'd be like Clerks at a 7-Eleven, right? How much can you wring out of that? I'm afraid that it's just going to end up being a series of exploitive pot jokes and stereotypes in order to try to cash in on the growing marijuana acceptance in this country. I don't know how it's going to succeed, but we'll pay attention to it and see what happens with it. It's interesting that we've gotten this far.
This is bullshit. It's like Cypress Hill concert in here.
What do I know, though? I didn't think weeds would last. And it seemed to do just fine. So my track record on predicting television shows is not so great. I always seem to like the ones that get, you know, one season and canceled. Anyway, Herb Thrasher's coming up next. Stay tuned for the Daily Toker Tunes for Rockin' Friday, right after these promotional messages.
.420 Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. .420 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get high, re-educated.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belleville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, 22 after the hour, it's Friday, we made it to the weekend, and it's time to rock with Herb Thrasher. How you doing, Herb?
Doing great, having another great springtime day here in Portland. I really think things have gone crazy in the world weather-wise, but we're all enjoying it out here, having a great day. Looking forward to another great Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight. Have a great interview. We went to the Karma to Burn show on February 6th and hung out with those dudes and got a great interview. Just talked with them about their brand new album, Arch Stanton. And it's actually one of my best interviews and classic interviews, classic case of sticking a microphone down a dude's throat who doesn't want to talk. You know, that's one thing, you know, when we're interviewing or when we're guesting on a show or something, one of the things we do is we talk. And especially if I'm holding the mic. So it was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with those guys. I asked them about West Virginia weed, if it's any good or not. And so find out all about that in their great new album, Arch Stanton, tonight on Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Also have some live footage from that show. And Portland's Disenchanter got some live footage from them. And brand new tunes from Grandpa's Cough Medicine has a brand new album out. Black Star Riders, and just a lot of other stuff. Looking forward to hanging out with Russ, and hopefully Sharon is going to be there. Sharon Ravert from Peachtree Normal there in Georgia. I heard she might be hanging out, so looking forward to a great night. And then brings us to our Rockin' Friday tune. This is a new band to me that I've just found out about. They're called The Gracies, and this band is from Nashville, Tennessee. They're a three-piece band, Liz, Patrick, and Chaz. And they really got this whole original kind of rock, garage, punk, real raw, high-octane groove kind of sound. There's so many elements going on in this band. And a really great sound. They're moving on up. They have comparable influences to Black Sabbath and the Ramones and Nirvana and Rage Against the Machine. So just a lot of rock kind of influences going on there. They released an album on October 14th called Westing. And that is attainable by their Bandcamp page, thegracies.bandcamp.com. And then Facebook, they have a page too, The Gracies. And the tune that we're about to hear right now is called Lords and Gods of Alcohol. And you guys definitely have a safe weekend. Join us tonight for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour with Karma to Burn. And this right here is The Gracies with Lords and Gods of Alcohol. Have a safe weekend, folks. Turn it up.
Radio, the activist radio station. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
Fun.
Oh, hello. I'm Big Daddy, and I want you to join me at the Funky Roller Ring. We're partying hard over here, baby. So stop on by. Check out the funky grooves and shake your booty too.
Don't get in too deep, brother. Don't get in too heavy. Don't get so you can move about whenever you get ready.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com.
the young white rabbit with bloodshot eyes. Dreaming of another place inside its mind. Well, it's a lonely place that houses the suffering. It feeds the pain.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Blood Simple with Out to Get You. Radical Rest back here at Rolla J Studios, where I have Southern guests. They're upstairs getting themselves all organized, but Mama Juana herself, Sharon Ravert, is here at Rolla J Studios. We're going to see if we can get her downstairs, get her on a microphone, make her work, make her earn her keep. But in the meantime, wanted to talk a little bit about the South because Debbie Wasserman Schultz, if you know that name, she is the chair of the Democratic National, Senatorial Committee? Democratic National Committee Chair, yes. So her job is to try to get Democrats elected on the national level to political office. And the problem for her is that she has been very anti-medical marijuana. During the Florida campaign to legalize medical marijuana this last year, Debbie Wasserman Schultz came out against it. And in the past, she's had numerous statements where she has been very anti-medical marijuana. And in a story that they posted on Politico called Debbie's Damage Control, it was alleged that there was a quid pro quo arrangement trying to be brokered between Wasserman Schultz, her campaign, because she is now eyeing a Senate seat, right? The Marco Rubio seat. She wants to go for that. And she's trying to broker a deal with the People United for Medical Marijuana campaign. And in particular, John Morgan, the multimillionaire lawyer who helped bankroll the medical marijuana campaign. Now, there's some history here. John Morgan is a major political donor on the Democratic side in Florida politics. And when Debbie Wasserman Schultz came out against the medical marijuana amendment that he was proposing there in Florida, she got an earful from John Morgan. He called her out privately and publicly, saying they can forget about any donations from me, especially anything that would go toward Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Said that she would rue the day. He didn't quote say that, but you know, basically, you will rue the day that you came out against this amendment. Well, that day is here and the ruing has begun. So apparently, and this is backed up by a chain of emails and text messages back and forth between the campaign manager, Ben Polara from People United, a representative of John Morgan, and another guy out at the Wasserman Schultz campaign, going back and forth to make a proposal that Debbie Wasserman Schultz would switch her position on medical marijuana if John Morgan would retract the nasty things he said about her. And John Morgan said, basically, F no. I'm not going to do that. You're not going to play quid pro quo for me. And kudos to him for standing up for that. Because, look, Debbie, you should be changing your mind on medical marijuana for one simple reason. It's the right thing to do. Just as a human being, how can you look yourself in the mirror knowing you have the power to help people stop suffering and you don't do it? That right there, that's all the argument you need. Now, if you need more argument, if you want to be pragmatic, political about it, more argument is the fact that 58% of the people of your state and a much greater percentage of the voters you need on the Democratic side in a primary supported medical marijuana. So you want to be pragmatic, you should just switch your votes, switch your stance just to get those votes.
But now, so Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her side is denying that there was any quid pro quo deal, saying it was outrageous and false. But I read the chain of text messages. It seems pretty obvious that there was somebody trying to move a deal here. So we will tell you more about that as the story develops. And take a quick break here, get things organized in the studio. And we're back right after this.
Don't touch that dial. We're right back to Radical Russ in just a few minutes. Hey, does anybody really have a dial anymore? You're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
Radio, the home of marijuana experts.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
There's so much I worry about as a mom. Stephen Harper thinks that organized crime should continue to profit from marijuana prohibition. Imagine regulating marijuana like alcohol and cigarettes with a strong and clear educational message, making it more difficult for my kids and your kids to access. Drug dealers don't ask for ID. Stephen Harper does not have the kind of judgment we need to protect our children, authorized by the Normal Women's Alliance of Canada.
When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your fired-up lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com.
Welcome back, everyone. That's music from UDO, Stormbreaker. You're going to get some rock like that on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour coming up tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. But right now, we have a special guest in the studio, one of the specialists, and that is Sharon Ravert from Peachtree Normal. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Russ.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I got to pull that closer to you, don't I?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no. I have no slack. There is no slack.
That's okay. I'll scoot up. How about that?
That's perfect. All right. I think we got it. So you are here in Portland for a week-long visit. Oh, my goodness.
Party foul.
Dropping the vapor pens and everything. Things go crazy in the second hour. But you're here for a week-long visit. You got your daughter here. How are things for you in the beautiful city of Portland, Oregon?
Oh, it's wonderful. We're getting a little bit of sunshine. I'm impressed.
Yeah. We imported the special weather just for you. After you leave, gray rain.
Well, it's supposed to be snowing where I live tonight, and some of my friends have been out of electricity for 4 days now.
Yikes.
So, yeah, we're glad to be out here and not where we live.
Well, also got to be glad for, you know, what's this?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Bowls galore here.
Yeah,
got to
yeah.
be a little different for you.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I went out and visited some of our friends that live here now that we brought out on the, what's it called?
The Under Green Railroad.
Under Green Railroad. And went by and saw them yesterday. They live up in Washington, and he was quite vocal about how he's no longer a criminal, he's a hero.
Yeah.
Because he's now growing for other patients.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it just, it's a huge difference. And it's neat to drive around and not be frantic every time you see a police officer go by. You almost want to smile at him out here and say, hello, how are you?
Howdy.
You know, and then Georgia, you're shooting birds on your lap, you know, as they're going by. So, yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, tell us what's happening in Georgia, because I know there was a bill proposed that got watered down almost immediately. What's the latest?
Yeah, they're still working on it, and you know, well, I won't say exactly what they're doing, but they're pulling each other's PUDs, so to speak, and sitting around trying to figure out how we need to do this in Georgia, and they won't look at other states. They keep looking at Colorado and saying, but we don't want to be Colorado, you know. And so it's a mess. Right now, there's a lot going on, and it doesn't have to do just with marijuana. Like today we had an actual call out and action alert because we've got some no-knock warrant work that's going on in Georgia. And we've got two bills that are competing, one's introduced by a Democrat and one by a Republican. And the Republicans is actually going to legalize no-knock warrants because, unbeknownst to everybody in Georgia, they're illegal right now, even though they're going on.
In Georgia, they're illegal
Georgia,
under the state law.
Yes, under state law. So he's trying, the Republican's trying to actually legalize no-knock warrants. And the Democrat is trying to keep them from being legalized and make them, you know, even harder. They're both kind of going around in circles with it. So that's going on today. We've got a smaller bill that was introduced as well concerning, wait a minute, I got to think for a second. I just, it was 420 just a few minutes ago. Give me a minute. anyway, we've got the medical marijuana law. We've got SR6, which is state resolution, a Senate resolution that would legalize marijuana by constitutional amendment. Of course, that's not going anywhere anytime soon, but at least it's opened up the conversation and we're able to push harder. And the other one is about the license forfeiture. Mm. It's a smaller bill, you know, that's not going to legalize it, but it would protect people that get misdemeanor marijuana possessions from losing their driver's license.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of little stuff like that that's going on in the background, which means that what we've been doing over the past few years is actually starting to come to fruition there, even with little things. So
yeah, you have to chip away at it any way you can, especially if you're in the Deep South and they're a little reluctant to even discuss, you know, CBD for epileptic kids. My God.
Right. They're scared of the word high. And
yeah.
And they're scared of THC. So we're going to be serving them with some papers pretty soon so they will not be able to deny the fact that they know the truth on some THC information on Alzheimer's and some other studies that are out there. They just keep acting like in the information age, I keep saying ignorance is a choice. And they have plausible deniability. But if we serve them with the sheriff with all these studies, then they won't be able to deny that they have it in their office, at least.
Wow. See, that's the way you do it. Sharon Ravert with Peachtree Normal. Check them out at peachtreenormal.org. And I know you guys recently just had a rally, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did it in conjunction with some other states in the South when they did their rally and tally, John Morgan and Robert Platzorn and whoever was all involved with that. I know Karen Goldstein and others were involved. South Carolina did one. Virginia, I think we had one in Alabama and a couple other states in the South. So it was like a rally that we did all over the South. And we had a couple of senators, a few Senate candidates, and a few activists from around the country. We had Elvi Musica in.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of interviews with her. We started out that morning at 6 a.m., and I'm telling you what, cannabis keeps that woman going.
Mm-hmm.
75 years old. And my daughter Brittany and I, Brittany's 28, looked at each other at about 11 o'clock that evening after we had been at the rally. We had lobbied at the state capitol. We had done interview after interview after interview on TV and radio. And Elvie was still up dancing around in the den. And I'm like, I'm going to bed. This woman will wear you out.
Yes, she will.
And Ben, Bill, Wayward Bill, some of you know him. He was in Louisiana and realized that we were having a rally a couple days later. So he came on over to Georgia. And we had a lot of great response. It was a weird time to have it, but we didn't pick the date. We were just doing it in solidarity with the rally and tally. And so it was a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of the week. It was beautiful weather. We had about 120 people show up. And I'll be honest with you, every single one of them had to take off of work to be there. Mm. So it was a good showing. We had it in our new free speech zone called Liberty Plaza. And they heard from us, and the group of Gervais family kids, the parents, had one the week before, and they had a pretty good turnout, too. They had about 80 people, 100 people, something like that. So, you know, we're getting things done in Georgia. We're 20 years behind at least, but hopefully we'll bring up the rear pretty damn quick.
I hope so. And, you know, before you came in, I was talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Florida that whole brouhaha going on. And to see how this issue of medical marijuana might start affecting the political careers of politicians in the South has got to be heartening to you.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. I've been hollering it for a long time to these wahoos down in the Gold Dome and saying, listen, if you're not going to do something, we'll just replace you. And it's getting to that point. They're getting nervous. I've had several people over the last few weeks say that, you know, our lobby is one of the strongest ones in the state right now. We've got a lot of people behind us. When we put out an action alert, they take action. And it's great to have that many people behind us. You know, not everybody can get out in front of the microphone. And for God's sakes, most people like me don't even want that. But at this point, it was like, if nobody else is going to do it, here we go.
Yeah.
And I kind of got stuck with that. But, you know, it's okay. Everybody's doing their part, and it's coming together, and the South is going to rise up. You just wait and see.
You just watch it. And, you know, I was also talking earlier about Mrs. Ann Lee out there in Texas with Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition. And that's an angle I think that is going to carry the South, is a rising tide of conservatives like yourself, Republican moms, who just realize, wait a minute, this, you know, demonizing people for a plant wasn't what I signed up for.
Exactly. And that's working to a great extent, and has to in the South, especially in Georgia. I mean, we have very few Democrats under that Gold Dome. And if they even introduce a bill, it won't go anywhere. It just barely goes. But to show you the difference now is the what we call the real medical bill that was introduced by Senator Kurt Thompson. He's a Democrat. It's going to committee.
What?
Hello? Do what? That just hasn't happened in many years since the Republicans and Sonny Perdue took over. But, yeah, it's going to committee. So we're getting the word out. LEAP's helping us a lot.
Sure.
Every time I meet a police officer, I have LEAP information in my hand. And fortunately, I don't meet too many of them. But when I do, they get the information, and we've got three new LEAP speakers. Now have, in the past year, we've gotten six new normal chapters in Georgia.
That's amazing.
And we, at the rally, we had two other people that are interested in doing some in the outskirts of Metro Atlanta, which is good, so people don't have to drive all the way into Atlanta. And we're growing like crazy. And it's a lot thanks to people, you know, all over the country, Oregon, you know, California, Colorado, Alaska, everybody that's gone before us, all the 23 other states that have it. You know, you can't just keep denying the facts.
Yeah.
So
we have a question from our chat room. John Thomas wants to know, is Little Five Points still an island of marijuana freedom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
What that means.
yeah, we actually held a couple of rallies right at the police station right there in the little park right there in Little Five Points. And, yeah, you can definitely smell the whiff of marijuana walking through the streets of Little Five Points and all over Atlanta, for God's sakes. But Atlanta's not the real issue, although they're our main focus right now, because as Atlanta goes the rest of the state, kind of like, you know, Colorado was pretty much red and a few blue pockets. That's kind of what it is in Atlanta. And so we kind of focus on that. But the real pain and the real drug wars going on in little towns like mine, where you have 30,000 people and half of them are college kids. And you see them just coming, you know, just ramping up the drug war. And I sat through a drug court last Friday, actually. And if you're not sure what's going on and you're not, or you're trying to change someone's mind, take a couple hours and find your local drug court and go sit in it and watch the disgusting judicial system and the way it's working. And, yeah, we have a lot of kids arrested in Dahlonega. We have Georgia State Patrol, the Appalachian Drug Task Force, the Lumpkin County Sheriff's Office, and the college police. So we are inundated with law enforcement in the small towns and, you know, out in Georgia.
And they make their buck by these, you know, seizures and forfeitures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Make a lot of money. In fact, my city attorney told me, I guess it was a couple of years ago, he said, Sharon, look, our budget is $15 million for this year. You want to take a guess at how much of that's going towards law enforcement? And I said, I was just being facetious. And I said, well, what, half? And he goes, nope, 2/3 of it.
Yeah.
$10 million going a year towards law enforcement. I want a damn tax break.
There should be no crime at all.
No, there should be zero crime.
With that kind of expenditure.
Yeah, zero crime. And really, in all reality, there is no crime up there. We don't even need
them. See, it's working.
Yes, that's what they'd say.
That's what they'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the magic tiger rock theory.
Right.
And this magic rock keeps tigers away. See, no tigers.
Yeah.
But the other thing I wanted to catch up on, last time we were discussing Georgia politics, there was a Carter involved.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason Carter. Jason, what's the latest with him? Because he had run for governor and didn't get
it. Right, he didn't get it. We really tried. I really honestly thought that he had a chance if he had come out for marijuana.
Yeah.
And we really pushed him and pushed him and pushed him. And behind the scenes, of course, like every other politician, oh yeah, I get it. And he didn't come out. And I really seriously think that he lost the election because of that.
Yeah.
Everybody was sick of Deal. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into too many details because I'm kind of scared of him, quite honestly. I'm just going to tell y'all right out front.
Well, you know,
I am very happy if I commit suicide and somebody says that, I did not do it. Okay? Look at our governor. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I am a bit afraid of him. But there's a lot of corruption, and he's up on ethics charges, and mm-hmm. a lot was going on. So it was a great opportunity for Jason to make a stab at it. And he did pretty darn good, even without coming out for marijuana. But I believe that could have been the tipping point. And so we'll see in 4 years. Deal will be going out. There'll be two people, and I can almost name who they're going to be going for the Republicans. It'll probably be our Casey Cagle, our lieutenant governor, will probably run against Alan Peak. And Alan Peak is the one that is pushing medical marijuana, mm-hmm. the CBD-only oil. But he's making a name for himself mm-hmm. doing that in the media and with people. And so I believe that's what is going to end up happening. And we shall see, because they're on opposite sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, of that, this issue.
So. A lot of people in our audience, they will decry these CBD-only legislations. But, you know, any glacial move on medical marijuana's utility by some of these people in the South is progress.
Well, to some degree. I mean, they know better, and yeah. so do we. So yeah. it doesn't feel like much progress for the patients. It doesn't feel like a whole lot of progress even for the parents that have, you know, moved out of the state and gone to other places. In fact, the 17 families that they're trying to get back, I'm like, hello. Normal has put, you know, probably 60 out on the West Coast. Yeah. So, and you've put 17. None of them are coming back, not even the parents of the kids. And so, you know, it doesn't feel like a whole lot of progress. And the fact that they know better, and they we know that they know better in the privacy of their own offices, it doesn't feel like progress at all, quite frankly. But, you know, we'll have to do what we have to do. They're not going to look at the real picture until we keep forcing the issue and they think we're going away. If they pass a CBD-only oil, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not going anywhere until we get what we want, which is, quite frankly, growing it like a damn tomato in the backyard. And it may take 20 years from now, but we won't go away until we get that.
There you go.
We'll take each step to legalization, and we'll take the steps from legalization to make it better.
That's the way to think about it. We're talking with Sharon Ravert here from Peachtree Normal. You can check them out at peachtreenormal.org. And we just got a couple of minutes left here in the show. But as we wind things up, you know, we got you here for a week, you know, in Portland, Oregon. Is that something you look forward to in your future, is moving like other families have done, or do you want to stay there in Georgia?
Oh no, I would rather have all the activists come to my town and help me finish this shit off. Why would I mean, I don't want to leave Georgia. It's beautiful. We've got everything. We've got pretty much, you know, mountains, we've got lakes, we've got rivers. So if you're outdoorsy, you've got the city. I wouldn't leave. I don't want to leave. I mean, I love coming out here.
Their mountains are adorable, folks.
Adorable. Listen, next time you come to what you call our hills, you're putting on some damn hiking boots, and we're going up the top. You can call it a hill if you want to.
I think I've been challenged. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, help folks out and get involved with the local Normal chapter. And you brought some Freedom Leafs with you.
Yeah.
This is the new thing that's so cool. Freedom Leaf Magazine, working in conjunction with Normal and Students for Sensible Drug Policy. You can get these at your local Normal chapter. And some other places around, you know, out here on the West Coast, you're going to find them at dispensaries, probably.
Right, right.
Where are you distributing these in Georgia?
You know, quite honestly, I don't know where they're doing it. I have a team of people doing it, and we've got them sending out to all of our chapters. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a couple of actual groups. In fact, there's one in Little Five Points. And I'm not sure where they're putting them, but they're putting them out at different venues, like music venues and things like that. And, yeah. So they're pretty damn cool. I love them.
Yeah, it's
and you can also get a subscription to them.
There you go. Get a subscription as well. It's kind of, I've been saying, it's like a 420 radio in print.
Right.
Because my whole idea of doing the radio network was, hey, there's all these great Normal chapters and all these SSDP chapters doing such great work. Wouldn't it be nice if there was one place you could hear about it?
Absolutely.
Now there's one place you can read about it.
Yep, yep.
So we're going to be working closely with Cliff and the folks out there at Freedom Leaf to make that kind of integration happen, because we are looking forward to being a part of this new cannabis media empire that is building. I can sense it, and no better folks to be a part of it than you and me, I'd say.
All right,
I'm
there.
Let's get involved with that. All right, so events. Do you have any events coming up we need to plug?
Oh, Lord, so many of them, but no big events. We've kind of put a hold on the cannabis conference this year because there's just too much going on. But I don't know. I'm not the events person, Russ, honestly.
Oh, no.
At this point, I can't keep up with all of it. It's just grown gangbusters.
You've been delegating. That's good.
Yes, been delegating. And thank God I've got some great people that are willing to stand beside me and walk down this road together. So
yeah, shout out to Dean and Kelly out there.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. And Kim and Brittany and Greg and, you know, all of our advisory board, which Russ is one of.
I've been advising.
And, yeah, he's been advising.
I don't know what
help!
I advise.
Help! Help, Russ, help!
We do what we can. It's just wonderful to have you here in the studio, and thanks for the work you're doing down there in the South. It's so important that we have strong activists who will stay there, not move out here to the West. I've known a few that have come out of the South. We're like draining away all the activists. But
stop stealing our activists.
There you go. Stop stealing the activists. You got to give them some love there in the South. Folks, that's all the time we got for today's show. Time flies when you legalize, but stay tuned later tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time, for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Herb and I will be in here for 2 hours of great rock. And the show is sponsored by the word great, by the way. Next show will be sponsored by the word definitely. But Herb's got interview with Karma to Burn. To check that out tonight, we'll be playing that and taking your requests at 971-533-7111. For Sharon Ravert, a.k.a. Mama Juana,
I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.